Mitzrayim is the same Yosef who came along, and he became a melech, and yet he remained, Bitzitki remained the same one. And the question is, how did Yosef do it? What was the secret to his hatzlacha that he was still Oymid Bitzitki? What was the roots, the Sheirish Adam? Parshas Vayetze, the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu leaves Eretz Yisrael and he goes to Charan. And the Torah tells us, Vayishkav Vamokim Ahu. He lies down in that place. And Rashi is bothered by the word Vayishkav Vamokim Ahu. Why do you have to tell me he lay down that place? Says Rashi, this is the first time for 14 years that he lay down to actually sleep. Why, says Rashi? Because Yaakov Avinu went all the way to Yeshiva Shein Va'Ever, and he learned there for 14 years, and he never slept. And the Gemara Megillat Av Tezayin Rebbeis learns from here, God and Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibud Avayim. The Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avayim. Why? Because for 22 years that Yaakov Avinu was away from his father Beis Lavon, he was nevertheless that Yosef HaTzadik was punished for the 22 years in Mitzrayim. Abba says the Gemara, the 14 years that he was in Yeshiva Shein Va'Ever, he wasn't punished. For Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, in a few places, Parshas Vayesha, Parshas Vayetze, I understand. Why should Yaakov not have been punished for the 14 years, but the 22 years he was punished? We have Halacha, the Talmud Torah, it's a Choshev Mitzvah, but if there's a mitzvah, shehi efshli de'achem, and there's a mitzvah that you're supposed to do, and nobody else will do it, yeah, people mistake that halacha. Halacha says that you're supposed to learn as long as you can, as long as a mitzvah, shehi efshli de'achem, as long as you have a mitzvah which people mistranslate, meaning it can't be done by somebody else. So what happens if I have a mitzvah that can be done by others, but won't be done? Yeah, well, there's lots of mitzvahs that you people can do. The question is, will they do them? So, for example, one of the questions we had as Bochrim and Yeshiva was, he says, learning Beis HaMedrash, and the telephone in the hallway goes outside, the public telephone. So a person's perfectly entitled to say, you know what, there's a mitzvah, she'efshe, yeah, my chavrusim go, his chavrusim go, yellow chavrusim go. But if that's going to happen, then nobody's going to pick up the phone, because everybody has the same time. So Ramatiyah came along and he made a takana, that's certainly official, unofficial, and he said every boch has to answer the phone once a day. He said because the ged of a mitzvah, she'i efsha, is not a mitzvah that can be done. The ged of a mitzvah is that will it be done. If it's not going to be done, then it's you have to do that chiv. Ah, you have to get up to answer the telephone. No, every boch has a chiv once a day to answer the telephone. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, mitzvah she'i efsha is something that if you are the only person who mechabed over, you don't have a right to sit and learn. So why was it that Yaakov Avinu was on the way to Charan, he sat there for 14 years, and he's not nenach? Kibud Avayim is Kibud Avayim. What right did he have to go and do that? So Rabbi Yaakov comes out with the Moed HaGifidish. And Rabbi Yaakov says, and we have to ask the question ourselves. I mean, Yaakov Avinu was 63 when he left home. What was he doing? I mean, he wasn't sitting, you know, playing tiddlywinks. He was sitting and learning in his father's yeshiva and Yitzchak's yeshiva. What it says, there was a yeshiva, Avraham Avinu had yeshiva, Yitzchak's yeshiva. So Yaakov Avinu was learning from the age he could start to read Aleph Beis, remember, Beis, 60 years already, Shein Galen Teira. So why Nochamol did he have to go to Yeshiva Shein Ve'Eved altogether? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, it's Vaistois, as the Mahalach in learning, is what Yaakov Avinu stood to gain from Yeshiva Shein Va'Eved was so vital that he would not be able to survive in Beis Lavan without it. Says if Yaakov Avinu had to go to Yeshiva Shein Va'Eved to learn what he calls Teiras Hagolos, meaning that there was a certain Messiah that Yeshiva Shein Va'Eved was going to teach Yaakov Avinu to enable him to survive in Golos. Going to a house of Lavan, you needed to know how to survive in Beis Lavan. And Yaakov Avinu had been comfortably ensconced in his yeshiva with Yitzchak Avinu, but he never ventured out. That wasn't going to prepare him for the years he was going to be Beis Lavan. Says if Yaakov Kamenetsky, imagine a father would go to his son and say, Tari Ingela, I'd like you to go and buy me Dadan Minin this year. Now the problem is, the son's a chreis, 14, 15, yeshiva, maybe just about. He hasn't done Hilchos Dadan Minim, he hasn't a clue what to look for. So what's he supposed to do? So he disappears for a week. So after a week he comes back with the most beautiful Abba Minim. So the father says, thank you very much. Where have you been for a week? He says, Daddy, you said to me, I've got to buy aluminium. I don't know what aluminium is. So I went and I sat for a week and I went and learned Hilchot aluminium. Now I know what is Zufel. So he bazoi, the learning is a Heichotim, so Kedis, Mekai, Mitzvah, Kivadav. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, as Yaakov we not verstanden, that if he is being sent to Beis Lavan to go away, he has to come back from Lavan's house in a matzav of Tarag Mitzvah Shomarti. How was Yaakov Avinu going to guarantee the fact that he would be able to come out of the situation of Loila Madhi Mazrabhat Fashtanan? As Eshtons, first of all, I have to go to Beis Lavan, I have to go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, today I should be able to understand it. Now, why Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva? Says Rabbi Yaakov, because Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva was a meyuchadik yeshiva of people who had survived within an environment that was antithetical to Torah. Because we know that Shem Ve'eva lived in a day which was totally connected to Torah. They had created a whole mahalach of Maseiras where they would be able to enable Yaakov to learn Vaita. Says Rabbi Yaakov Menetsky Vaita, that's why in Parshas Vayeshev we find that Yaakov homes in on Yosef. Why were the brothers jealous of Yosef? Because they saw Yosef getting his special attention. Says Rashi, Ki ven zakunim huloi. Says Rashi, Yaakov Avinu was mosal le Yosef. All that he learned in Yeshiva Shem Eimer is mochach as beruach kotsha Yaakov and fashtanen. As Yosef was going to go through Nisayin, that he needed all of this teiras hagolas all the way through that would help him through. So much so that when Yaakov meets Yosef, he says, Oid Rav Yosef in Yichai. He says, through his Nisayinis, Yosef actually grew in Gadlus more than Yaakov Avinu because of his nisyonos. So we see, says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that there was a bazundra mahalach that Yaakov Avinu had to actually teach Yosef. He had to go to Choron himself. He had to go to before Choron. He had to go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, and he wasn't punished for it. As I state in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in other words, there was a teiras hagolos. That's all Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says. Very interesting loshon, and it's a beautiful, beautiful mahalach. It's a very makubal onim ha'teira. What does that mean? What does that mean? What did Yaakov mean? What was the focus? What does that mean? What do you teach him? I mean, there's different Torahs. It's the Chas HaShem, it's Commission for Shatavah, it's the Shas, the Torah. So what does that mean, Torah HaGolos? What was the focus? How do we understand that his Torah HaGolos was different? What was the Nekudah here that was so focal, so vital, that Yaakov needed to learn, which he then transmitted to Yosef, which we then revived? That of Yaakov Kamenetsky is not... He's not Mavari. He doesn't explain. He just says Teres HaGolos. But Efshim HaKenzogon HaDaher, an explanation to understand exactly what this Teres HaGolos was. Revelio Parshas Vayeshev has a Nifladika Maimah, and he says as follows. Yaakov Avinu has just been informed by the brothers that Yosef has been killed. Torah of Yosef. Vayakumo Kobono Vayimayin Isnachem. He refuses to be comforted. And he says, Ki Eirid El Bini Ovel Sha'ila Vayev Geisi Oviv. He begins to cry. Now we know that when a tzaddik cries, he doesn't cry just because he's distressed. He cries because there's a genuine ruchens like a reason. Says the Tana de Eliyahu as follows. Vayev Geisi Oviv Kivin Sheba Yaakov Enimka Yez Hoyaboychum Isabel Olav for 22 years. Shenem. Frek the Tana de Eliyahu B'chi Al Yosef Hoyaboychum. Well, that's why he was crying. Ela Omar, he said as follows, Shemon is chayavti. Yosef Yaakov Avinu, straight away when this happened to him, straight away he does a cheshbon ha-nefesh. What have I done wrong? Shemon nis chayavti shilosasi b'chayis. Maybe I married two sisters. Not allowed to marry two sisters. Aroyas, shech l'chaveira. Oy Shemon ne nesi min momoyne shalovan. Maybe, says the Tana Belio, maybe I had hana from Lovan's money. So the Talmud says, Yosef, Yaakov Avinu does a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and he comes up with three possible aveiros. One is maybe he was over arayus, which we can understand, it makes sense. The second one is maybe Nenesi Memoinah Shel Lavan, maybe Nenesi Memoinah Shel Shechem. For Rebellion, what's going on here? Let's say Taki had anor from the money of Lavan. This is would earn him such a gefährliche einish that one of his children should be nifted because of that? Is that a suitable einish? As a oven chomor that he, one of his children, not just one of his children, but Yosef, his ben zekunim, the apple of his eye, should be taken upon it because of nenem imamayne? Is that a acceptable mahalach? It's a pella. So Rebellion brings a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey is bothered by a problem. Well, it says like this: Reb Chanina bar Papa Romi, Ksiv. Reb Chanina bar Papa asked the following steel. Posit says in Hosea, "V'lokachti degoni b'itzei." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Klal Yisrael, you haven't behaved. Because you haven't behaved, I'm going to take away your crops. I'm going to take away your finance." V'lokachti degoni b'itzei. Uksim, the posit says, "V'safta degonecha." Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu promises in the second parasha of Kriyas Shema, "You will be a zeicha to food." Loikasha, kam bizman sheYisrael oisin ritzayin shel mokim. Kam bizman sheein oisin Yisrael ritzayin shel mokim. So therefore, says Rami Rabchina Bar Papa, depends. Your financial income is dependent on the way you behave. If you keep Torah mitzvahs, I'll give you parnas, and if you don't, you won't have it. As I hot fashtan Rabchina Bar Papa. Then the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara brings the very famous shita Rabbi Shema of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. The Gemara says, "Vosafta deganecha." So Rabbi Shema comes along and he says, "Haneg bohem in the deracharis. You have to be normal. You know, how are you supposed to live? If you don't work, you don't have panasa. What's after the left? Go to work, make a panasa." Reb Shimon ben Yochai, I went, "No. Efsha Adam Chayrish v'shas Charisha, v'zeirea v'shas Ria, v'kaitse v'shas Kasira, v'dosh v'shas Disha, v'zeire v'shas Harah, Torah v'atei ala." Says Reb Shimon ben Yochai, "If everybody goes to work, what's going to happen to Torah? We have no Torah. We have no e-learning Torah. We have no g'dayli Torah. We have no loimdi Torah. So there will be no Kladis, so Kladis on this, on Torah. Ki heim chayim erich yomeinu." Elo, says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, "Bizman sheYisrael oisin ritzayin shel mokayim." When Kladis all do the avei, do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Malachton nasi lechem." Then other people will do your malach. You don't have to go to work. Shenemna, "O bizman sheein Yisrael oisin ritzayin shel mokayim, malachton nasi salidei atzmon." But where you don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then you have to work yourself. You have to go and work for a living. Shenema avos after the gonecha. V'loyoyin and shoyim melechas achim. Even goyim, you'll have to do their work. Shenema avos seifech. Okay. So we see over here, says the Gemara, first of all, we have two hafachim, we have two extremes. On the one hand, you have Rabbi Shmuel that says, everybody has to go to work, everybody has to do it, be normal. And then you have Rabbi Shimon Rechai that says, what are you talking about? If you're going to be normal, there'll be no Kalis, there'll be no Chiyas, there'll be no Torah. And on my, it depends. If we're the Madrega, what Yisrael says, Shal Mocking, then nobody goes to work. Everybody sits on base of Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch will provide upon us their work. And if we're not Yisrael Shal Mocking, then we have to go to work ourselves. As I state in the Gemara. Fair rebellion. Which pasuk does the Gemara bring to tell you that if you're not behaving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you, you must go out and earn your own panosa? Says everybody, you know which pasuk? It's V'osefta deganecha. And you will go and you will gather in your crops. For rebellion, that's very strange. Because let's read the beginning of the parasha before the words V'osefta deganecha. V'hoya shomoya tishmu amitzvah Hashem alikichem. Asher anoichi mitzav eschayim. The Torah is talking about a yid who is Shomoya Tishmu. And then the Torah says, "When osati is v'sodcha v'safta deganecha." So therefore the Torah is mashma that you are in a situation of being Shomoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can the Gemara come along and say that v'safta deganecha is talking about a situation where you're not oisin ritzayin shel mokayin? The Torah begins with the words v'hoyim Shomoya Tishmu. I don't understand such a thing. So Be'etzim says, Rebellion, Tosis asks the cash. Tosis often daf asks the cash. Tosis says like this. Vim toim avola kamon bisman she'ein Yisrael oisin rusein shemokin mukmin levi sevas after the necho. So this is what Tosis says. V'yeshloima demairi vaday she'oisin ritzoinoi. Says Tosis, Avada, when the Torah says v'as after the gonecha, it must be talking about you're following the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Torah says v'hoyim shemayat tishmu. Aye, the Torah says v'safta deganecha is considered to be ein oisin ritzoneh shel mokim. Says Tosfos, v'aday oisin ritzoneh, aval ein oisin ritzoneh kol kach de einam tzadikim gemurim. Says Tosfos, there's a third category. There is oisin ritzoneh in gamri, people who are totally do the rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the type of people, you don't have to go, you can sit and learn all day, every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided by us. And then you have the people who are not oisin ritzoneh, Shinoi at all. On that, says the Gemara, you have to know something. It's a very low level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu might even take away. You'll have to do not only your own work, but even the goyim's work you have to do. And then you have a middle category, which is your oisin retzayne shel makim, but ein oisin retzayne kol kach. As those are cases. And the question is, what does that mean? What does that mean that a yid is oisin retzayne, but not retzayne kol kach? So then is a Masha. And the Masha is bothered by a question, and with this question he answers both of these nukuds. And the Masha says like this. If you look carefully, says the Masha, between the first parish of Shema and the second parish of Shema, it's very similar, but there are slight nuances, slight differences. V'ahavtas Hashem aleikecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol moedecha. Says Rabbi, what does that mean? That means a person has to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha. B'chol levavcha, says the Gemara, means yitzatei yitzahara. B'chol nafshecha means afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neichol nafshecha. Neichol nafshecha is a hoicha madriga. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva, the Shas, he's been taken out by the Romans. So they were literally combing his skin and burning him, and his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, ad kdei kach, you're such a madriga. He said, yeah, kol yomai. My entire life I'm aspired to be able to do this. So b'chol nafshchem is a higher madriga. B'chol nafshchem. And then you have b'chol moedecha. What's b'chol moedecha? B'chol moedecha, says the Gemara, is even with all your money. If we look in the second parasha, it says, le'ovdoi, why does the Pasuk omit the word of v'chol oidchem? Why is that here? Eshtahara. Tzveitahara, frek the Masha, is what's the middle bit that we have in the long parasha? Ahim Shema Da Shteini Shema Hafta. Vahafta is v'dibata b'mashiv d'chav v'isech v'lech v'lech straight to v'shach v'lech shafel z'idecha. All of a sudden, in the middle of Ahim Shemaya, we had this whole thing. V'hoya, what happened is v'safin g'necha v'chol. Then we have a whole sentence. Hishamru lochem pen yiftel levavchem v'safin v'abatim v'leim achirim v'shachim v'chol Rav Hashem. I can't say arichas here. What's going on here? What is going on here then? All of a sudden the Torah gets so nervous of Yishamru Lachem in the second parasha. Why do we get nervous in the first parasha? So the Masha says basically his heart is tied on this. Each one is tied on another. Says the Masha, Mashmalei de'ayri hocha be'enam sadikim gemurim de'haynu she'enam sadikim b'ma'oid. Where is the missing point here? Is there sadikim b'chol levavcha? The tzaddikim b'chol nafshecha. When it comes to Aram Beis HaMedrash, we're Moshe Nefesh. When it comes to learning, it comes to davening, we're there. But when it comes to the ma'oid, it comes to where is my money, that is the struggle of the person who is not the tzaddikolka. Kedomino, the yesh lecha adam sha'nat chovim lo'y mamoy lo yoyse begufi. There are people that his money is more important and more valuable chovim than his own body. Therefore, says the Marsha, what is his punishment? Is in an area of finances. Says the Marsha, if a person licked in his Yiddishkeit to the point that he prioritizes it over nafsh, over rabavcha, over nafshecha, over mo'edecha, then v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela, there's no problems. But if a person is only licking in his Yiddishkeit to the point b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem, but he can't push it as much as the b'chol ma'idchem, then you have to know you're at a risk. You're at a danger. Hishamru lochem pen yiftel levavchem v'satim v'abatim limacherim. Because that's a risk area. If you're in a situation where your money is not as important for your Yiddishkeit, it's more important than your Yiddishkeit, then says the Mashal, that's pshat and tesis. Where you are oisim mitzaynai, v'hoyim shamaya tishmu mitzvaysa shanuchi mitzaveh, le'avdi v'chol levavchem, you taket oisim mitzaynai, but not, says Tosas, kol kach. You're not in the same category as somebody who's in the first parish of Shema, where you're licking kotim, Rabbi Mishnah. Then there's a risk, yishamu lachem. Chaim Kaufman in Parshas Vayisra brings down, that in his time in yeshiva, there was a bacha, who looked like an elch bacha, who was there for tefillas, who was there for storim. He was a choshev abocha, looked like he was going well. 4 or 5 years later, after he left yeshiva, he was unrecognizable. Had no shaychas to anything to do with Yiddishkeit. When Rav Leib Lapi went over, so he met him, wherever he met him, he went up, he tried to be moishich him back again, wasn't interested. So Rav Leib, he said that his optach of that bacha was, you only find in the Torah one place where you find that a person can drop so quickly. He said, by the Egel, you see the Klal Yisrael, they were so involved in their money, you see the vat is soru maher. So Rav Leib Yachman used to say about this bacha, somebody who licked in his money so much, that would be the explanation why you have the get of soru maher. And that shtim, says Rav Chaim, hishomu lochem. That when a person's at a gedder, that he's got his oisin ritzoino, but he hasn't managed to get totally, that his money comes before his Yiddish, after his Yiddish guy, rather than before, he's a get of hishomu lochem penifte lebachem. That is the slippery slope, says Rav Chaim, that a person could be struck. Rebbe brings a beautiful medrash, which I've never seen before. It's a fascinating medrash, which gives a very different slant on Churban Beis Hamikdash. We know that the Gemara in Yuma says, why was first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Kila Royas, Shmichas Domim, Emoi Dezara. Why was second Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Sinas Chinam, that's the classic. Obas on Rebbe Elia, this Docha Nochama, so Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Tzurtza Omar Motzono Shleichora Habayis Berishoino Ela Shoha Oida Avedizora Megalarosa Shoichim Domin. No chidush in it. Avo B'sheini Makirin Ono Oisong. We knew, says the Yerushalmi, Shehoyu Yegei Matayra. We know they were licking in the learning. Uzehinim B'mitzvahs U'mamaisis V'chol Vesis Teva Every Midas Tevis. Abba says the Yerushalmi Rabbi Yisai is not the Stachren. Ela shahoyu oy havin es hamamayin. Says the Yerushalmi, you know what brought about destruction of Bayis Sheni? They were Yogei Abateira. They were Oysin Ritzayin Shel Mokrin. They were Bechol Levavchem. They were Bechol Nafshem. Abba not kol kach that they placed their money behind their learning. Their money was Moikah to them. Memeila v'soymin elu es elu sinas chinam. Says Rebellion, what's the pshat? You have people, the Yerushalmi says, they were, they had midas tovus. How can it be that people that have midas tovus have reached to Madrego, Sinas Chinam, says Rebellion? Their tight is as avada, you can have midas tovus. But if you haven't worked on your Bechol Ma'oidchem, the money gets in the way. And everybody knows, when it comes to money, it's a different ballgame. There's this and there's business, business is business. Says Rebellion, Mishnazai. Bechol Ma'oivchem means the difference between are you oisin ritzoinoi or you oin ritzoinoi shel kach. Rebellion says Rebellion as follows. Yaakov Avinu was fully aware. Yaakov Avinu was fully aware that if he is in a situation of nen, mi mamoine shel lovon, that is the bit which is the slippery slide which is going to uproot all his ruchnias. He shomru lochem pen yifte levavchem. So Yaakov Avinu, when he saw that Yosef was taken away from him, and he saw, that's it, I'm never going to go back again, he sat down. What grace aver have I done? Is it arayot which was going in first place at Migdash? Or was it because ne'enesim yamoyin shalom of Shechem, which is the slippery slide of yishomru lochem pen yifte levavchem? That, says Rebellion, is why Yaakov Avinu was so concerned. And this is despite the fact that we learnt in Parshas Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu was somebody who went back to Pachim Ketanim because of Tzadikim Chomim Amoinim Yosef Megufim. The question is how to understand that. If we're heard told over here that I'm supposed to prioritize my Amoinim, my Ruchni is over my Amoinim, how do we understand the Chazal that says Tzadikim Chomim Amoinim Yosef Megufim? It seems to be a total steerer. If it's Bechol Ma'oidcha. So there are many mahalchim to reply. I'll share with you one mahalach, which I heard from Ramila Zatzal, and he said that this. A person is given a guf, but there's no avoida that a person puts in to his guf. It's given to him on a plate. It's given to him, he's born as a baby, he grows, develops. Every day he's given new kaychas, it's fresh, rejuvenation. There's no avoid in it. But when a tzaddik has to have panasa, there's a tremendous avoider that goes into it. What do I mean, says Ramila? He says, he remembers many years ago, just after the World War, World War II finished, it was about 1948, 1947, so at the time the Seine was just opening up, and there were Seine girls who didn't have where to go back for Yom Tov, it was too much of a hassle to go back again, and they wanted to stay in Gateshead, to stay with an Adam Godel, spend their Yom Tov in Gateshead. So they came to Rabbi and said, do you have anywhere that we can spend time there? So he said, yeah, I have somebody. And he went to one of the Goyim and gates at the time there, Rav Moshe Schloss, was an Adam Godel Moiv, and he said to Rav Moshe, he said, tell me, would you be mochen to have two Seine girls for where to go for Pesach? So Moshe says, you know what, let me go and speak to her Rebbe, and I'll come back to you. So he goes home, comes back in the next day, says, yeah, with pleasure. Just one problem, we don't have enough money to provide for another thing. If you're prepared to pay for the expenses, I'm happy to do it. So Moshe says, no problem at all. You know, you spend what you have to do for these girls, and give us a cheshen of Yom Tov, and fine. Okay, they came for Yom Tov, they enjoyed the Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, Moshe Schloss went through a cheshen and gave it to the Millicent Zal and said, look, this is the bill. Gave him the money. And that's what he thought was the end of it. A week later, Rav Moshe Schloss came back into the minister's cell. He said, I was going through with my Rebbetzin, and I realized that there was a couple of items that we would have had to have bought anyway, even without having this girls. And therefore, I'm not taking the money for it. Here's the money back again. That is an avoider. Where a tzaddik has to put his koiches in, where he has to work on making sure I have kosher girls and every penny that comes in, that's an avoider. Tzadikim ramoinam chovim yoisim ufam doesn't mean that they treasure their money. It means they treasure the avoider. The avoider of a person putting it to make sure that his money is kosher, that's why it's chovim. It's the avoider that goes into it. Says Yaakov Avinu went back for the pachim, says Vayivosa Yaakov levadoi. So the Medrash says, "Avshikil levade ila lekade." Is a rai, is a remes to the card of the Chashmonaim. So the question is, what's the connection here? What's the connection between Vayivosa Yaakov levade ila lekade? It seems very random, just as Vav Nachov. So again, when Milazar explains, he says, "Where did Klai Yisrael go wrong that Yivon came along?" It says the Bachshen is rashlu ba avoida. Is because they couldn't be bothered putting the Hislavas into it. So therefore, in order to be able to come back to Judaism to get me something, they had to work on that avoida. Ramele wanted to say that the only mitzvah you find in the whole of Tarag mitzvahs and the Rabbanon where you have three options, right? You can't just walk into Shul and Sukkah and say, well, if you want, you can bring a cucumber for a lulav. If you want, you can bring a lulav. And if you want, you can bring a stick. No such a thing. Okay. Torah said, priyat hana. Oh, but by Hanukkah, you have three options. Either you can bring ne'er echel abesin, or you can bring, right, Moshe V'Hilich, or you can bring each one. Well, what's the option here? The answer is that because it's a Vatan Avoida, and therefore the whole Nisim took place because of Klaisos putting their Kishkas into Avoida, Tzadikim, Chavim, V'Aleim, and Usum, Rufim. Therefore, that's in the Kudu. That's what the Kudu is. Let's come back to the Nekuda we started out with. The Nekuda we started out with was Yosef HaTzadik, Yaakov Avinu was away for 22 years. Yosef HaTzadik was away for 22 years. Says Rabbi Yaakov Nitzke, Rabbi the Gemara Megillah, Yosef Yaakov wasn't punished for the 14 years he went to Yeshiva Shem Eivah. Why wasn't he punished? Because that was like he was going to be Mekai in the midst of Kibbutz Avim, because he wouldn't be able to survive in Beis Lava. Says Rabbi Yaakov, he was taught Teirus HaGolz. What is Teirus HaGolz? That was the question we're trying to get to. What's Teirus HaGolz? Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know what he was taught? He was taught from Yeshiva Sheva Eva. Now what did Yeshiva Sheva Eva learn? They survived within a teva. When Sheva Eva were living on planet Earth there, what was the problem that was going around? There was a problem called Gezel. And the Gezel was so subtle that it was less than a Shama Prutta. It was a sly Gezel. It was to do with this vault of Chemdes HaMamon, that you had a whole doir that knew exactly what money was. They knew where the Gedar was. But they were creating all types of shtiklach that they would not be able to be held culpable in a court for it. In other words, the Teirus HaGolos that Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva worked on was on this Nukuda of the difference between the Bechol Levav of Bechol Nafshecha and Bechol Ma'aydcha. How does a Yid survive in Golos, especially when you're going to a Lavan? Who was a Lavan? Lavan was somebody whose whole focus was on money. We know that as soon as Rivka comes and she comes running back, Yaakov Avinu starts running by Yorot Lavan, so he goes to the well. Why does he go? Says Rashi, because he sees the gelt. That was what Laban's whole life was. That was the Seviva that Yaakovina was going to. Teres HaGolos, Lachaira, is the ability to be able to believe in a person that money is not what is the be-all and end-all. Says Yaakovina, says the Tanya Berior. What was Yaakovina? What? Shema ne'nesim ha'mamoyne shel Laban. What did he say when he sent a message to Esav? Tarik mitzvah shomarti v'loyva madati mi mais of haron. He was terrified. I can have tarik mitzvahs. I can even get up b'chol ma'oidcha b'chol nafshu b'chol levavchol nafshucha. But that's not good enough. Because if I'm going to be involved in the monetary situation, that's going to unravel everything I've done so far. That's the vault that Yaakovina was terrified here. It's a pella that you find that the one thing, many things that Yosef HaTzadik excelled with, is when it comes to money. If you look in Parshas Vayigash, you find a Peledika parasha. The Torah tells us that a whole parasha from Shvi, which is discussed, is after the Torah has talked about Yaakovina coming to Mitzrayim, and the famine stopped, and there's nothing happening now, then Shvi, it says, Vayoshev Yosef is of his echem, he puts him in Mitzrayim, and then it says, Vaychalka Yosef, and then Pasuk Yukim, Velechem Ein Ba'aretz. So Rashi says, Chayz le'inin harishon, l'tchina shirov. There's no pay, there's no summer. We go back again to what it was like to live in Mitzrayim before Yaakov arrived. Why is that important? So the Torah tells us, Vayelakit Yosef is kol hakesef hanimsa ve'eret Mitzrayim. We go through the hanhaga of Yosef, says the Ramban. Siper hakosuv zeh v'gomar ha'inyin b'chol hapash. The Torah completes it by telling us exactly how Yosef behaved. With what? Lahidia malas Yosef b'chokma b'tzvuna b'das, says Rabban. V'chi hoya ish emunim shehevi kol hakesef beis pari. Yosef HaTzadik was makpid that every penny he brought in from every single mitzri found its way into the treasury. Not a single penny was geschwindled, was put in expenses. V'loi osa la'atzmei oitzris kesef. Yeah, he didn't have all his MPs' expenses for buying birdhouses, all the scandals that happens on the side here. Every penny, nothing for us about money means storming to sign. On the Shalchet Kanaa to send it to Swiss bank account somewhere else. Nobody would ever, no schmuckles here. Abel Nosan, Lamelech, Abuteach, Boykola Kesser. Vekonele Hadomagufis. Where did that come from, Bessie? Where did that knowledge of Yosef HaTzadik come that every penny? The answer is because that is the be on the key to Hatzlacha in being a tzaddik. In being a tzaddik, it's not just b'chol nafsho b'chol levo b'chol nafshecha. The difference between a b'chol nafsho b'chol ma'aycha is how careful are you when it comes to monetary matters? Are you Isaac? Are you Macbeth? Yosef HaTzadik was taught what? Teres HaGolos. Teres HaGolos was the Hakpada, be careful. You're going to a Laban's house. Yaakovina is devastated. Yosef's taken away. Why? Shevon and Nesim Yomisha Laban. So Chapela, the answer is, says Rebbe, yes. As the whole Churban Bayisheni was because the Yidden were licking in their guilt. It's because they did not have this ability to rise above it. Where was Yosef Tzidkus? Yosef Tzidkus was, he understood that if you're careful with somebody else's money, and you're careful with government money, and you're careful with a country's money, Dothan is Tzidkus. Nobody else is going to know it. He could have siphoned off funds and put them away in somebody else's bank account. Nobody would have known about it. No, says the Torah. Vayelaki, Yosef Yikol HaKesef, every penny, hand him into Mitzrayim. Vayitim HaKesef, Klal Yisrael, Yosef HaTzadik was mamish makpid on it. Is it any wonder that somebody who's negeder b'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'idecha, says Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Shemois, what's Rashi zogt? Says Rashi, v'yosef hoi b'mitzrayim, Yosef b'mitzrayim, el ha'idecha tzidkosi shel Yosef, who Yosef ha'roye tzaynoviv. He was Yosef who was makpid with every blade of grass, every sheep crop of his father. Who Yosef shehoi b'mitzrayim. He's the zelba Yosef. The zelba Yosef was careful with Yenim's money. Says Rebbe, it's the same gang. If a person is careful, then he's begedah oisin ritzayni shel mokim. But if he's only b'chol levavcha, he's only b'chol nafshcha, he's oisin ritzayni. But oisin ritzayni kol kach. He's not so oisin ritzayni. That's why Yaakov Avinu, that was what the chayra, when Rabbi Yaakov Avinu says, what was his teiras hagolos?
is a person, the way a person fears his guilt in God's. Is he living in his guilt? Is his guilt controlling him? Is it still something which he's putting into it to be careful? Yosef HaTzadik, where was his tzedakah? He was careful with every penny that came through his hands. And for that reason, says Rashi, the Torah goes back and spends Psukim, the end of Parshas Vayigash, to tell us, Vayelakit Yosef as kol hakesef. That's the pshat, Vayosef hoyim b'mitzrayim. Yosef was oymeid b'tzedakah, the misyonos of the financial, when the situation are tremendous. But Yosef withstood it. He was able to avoid the Hishamoloch HaBenis V'Levavchem, and he was able not just himself to Mekayim, but he was able to bring him a Manasseh and Ephraim, an inspired Deiris. That's the Rachel who says, Yisimcha Lekayim, Ephraim and Asher, Ephraim and Asher, even Nazar Sviva, Nazar Tetz. That's the Teres HaGolos Yaakov telling us, that's the message that we have to take with us. Yosef at Tzidkoi is not just to be B'chol Levavchem or Nashcha, but to Ezra Hashem to be B'chol Meidach as well.
New concerts where I played in the house as a youngster in Gettin, with Yoel Mod. Very sad, very sad.